The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us begin Be'ezer Hashem, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Klal Chovav, Dine Kaddish Yosom, the halachas pertaining to the recitation of a Kaddish by an orphan, Rachman al-Tzlan, one who loses a parent. Aleph. Nimtzu be-Midrashim harbe ma'asiyos, there are several stories recorded in the Midrashim, Ki al yedesha habeinu omer Kaddish, b'shvil ovo ve'imoy, emphasizing that through a child reciting Kaddish on behalf of his father or mother, Nitzelim and Adin, they are extricated from the harsh judgment of Gehenim. The impact of the punishment is lessened. Alkeinu Agim Lomar Kaddish. So to invoke the merits of Kaddish, it is customary for an orphan to recite it in Shul. V'chein Lalos Lamafter. So too, A Yasom should receive the Maftar Aliyah or Lispala Lufnei Ateva and serve as the Shliach Tzibur. Ubifrat b'motzoi Shabbos, especially so on the Ma'ariv of Motzoi Shabbos, Shehu Azman Shecholzrim and Neshamos LeGehenem, for that is the time in which the souls are returned to Gehenem after their Shabbos reprieve from punishment. So it is a time where it is especially necessary for a child to attempt to reduce the strict judgment for a parent. V'chein b'kol arvis. Likewise, with every ma'ariv during the week as well, sha'oz tigbar sadir, for then the judgment is increased. V'yesh b'inyan ha'kadeshim kama chiluke dinim al pi ha'minhagim. Before the present-day minig evolved that several mispalalim can recite a kaddish simultaneously, concurrently, and that there is no limit of one person reciting kaddish at a time. Back in Europe, it was customary that each kaddish was allotted to a specific person based on a system of preference and priority in the order of the right to recite a kaddish. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will delineate based on the accepted minig the hierarchy for which avel or yard site Rachman al-Tzlan receives priority in terms of reciting a particular kaddish. Ois beis b'soich shiva, during the 7 days of mourning, bein shehu katan bein gadol, whether the mourner is a halachic minor or he is over by mitzvah, bein toishav bein areach, whether he is a resident or a visitor, yesh loy kol hakadeshim, anyone within this initial 7 days of mourning has a right to all the kadeshim, v'doicha kol aveilim, he will push away any of the aveilim, anyone within the 12 months of mourning, or even anyone within the shloshim, will take a back seat to anyone in Shiva. V'afilu paga haregel toch Shiva, and even if the Yontif, whether it was Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot, one of the Shalosh Regalim, the three festivals, coincides within the 7 days of mourning, amavatl gzera Shiva, in which case the Shiva period is terminated early, and does not encroach on the regel. V'chein la'achar Shiva. So too, if the regel came out after the 7 days of mourning, but within the initial 30 days, shemavatl gzera shloshim, in which case the 30 days of mourning, that period comes to an end even prior to the 30th day. So shiva u'shloshim in their full severity of the avelos do not apply once the regel began. However, le'inyan kaddish eino mevatel. The entitlement of a shiva as a shiva and as a ben shloshim, in terms of his level of preference for reciting kaddish, that does not end with the regel. V'chein lo amrinon l'inyan kaddish mitzaseyim kukulei. As well, we do not say about regarding kaddish that if one recited kaddish at the beginning of the day, then he has already fulfilled his quota for that day. And his period of Shiva Shloshim would end with even a partial observance of the day, which is something one would say Rachman Olslan at a Shiva, an Ava would get up in the morning, and by sitting a portion of the day, is considered to have sat the entire day. That halachic status does not apply to Kaddish. V'afilu b'mincha shel yom ha-shvi'i yesh lo kol ha-kaddishim. Even on mincha of the seventh day of morning, he would therefore be entitled to all the kaddishim. U'moinim shiva u'shloshim yom ha-kvura. The 7 and 30 day periods, respectively, are to be counted from the day of burial, not from the day of death. Even if the Avel did not hear about the death of his relative, Rachman al-Atzlan, and only began observing Shiva upon hearing about it some days after the burial, nevertheless, he is only entitled to Kaddish as a Ben Shiva within 7 days of burial. So even though the Avel would observe the 7 days of mourning from the time he hears about the Misa, Mikomakum the Inyan Kaddish Eno Din Shiva. But if it's after the 7 days from burial, regardless of when this particular Avil is actually observing Shiva, nevertheless he does not he is not entitled to Kaddish as a Ben Shiva. The Chain im Meis Beregel. Likewise, if the death happened beregel, in which case Shiva is only observed after the end of the yontif, moinim le'inyan kaddish b'yom akvura. Nevertheless, when it comes to kaddish, the 7 days for kaddish are counted from the day of burial, even though they coincide and overlap with the regel. Ois gimel. If in addition to a ben shiva, there is a yartzeit present in shul, azayim ben shiva hu katon shehoylech kol yomei hashiva lebeis hakneses. If the mourner is a katon, a minor, who because will not have a minyan in his own home, it seems like at least in those times it was not customary for a mourner who was a katon to have a minyan gather at the Beis Avel in the house of mourning, and therefore the katan would attend shul even during the shiva in order to say kaddish b'tzibur. So if he is attending shul throughout the 7 days of mourning, yesh la yartzeit kaddish echad, being that the ben shiva is going to be there every day of his shiva, the yartzeit is entitled to one kaddish per tefillah, per prayer service. V'im yesh har b'yartzeit, if there are several people observing yartzeit that particular day, yesh l'kol echad kaddish echad, each one of the yartzeits would be entitled to one kaddish. V'afilu im ha-katan shu ben zayin yitcha l'gami, and this is the case, even if the katan during his shiva will be pushed away completely and will not be able to recite kaddish at all, nevertheless, the being that each yartzeit is entitled to his one kaddish, the ben katan shiva would have to give them precedence. The imyesh ben shloshim, if there is a mourner who is not a yartzeit but is within his 30 days of mourning, yesh le gamkein kaddish echad. The Ben Shloshim would have a Kaddish. That is the opinion of the Kitzer. The Mishneh Berurah posits that the Ben Shloshim does not have a Kaddish at all. That the Ben Katan Shiva has, Ben Shiva, who's a Katan, excuse me, has priority over a Ben Shloshim altogether. If there are several individuals who are within their 30 days of mourning, the katan ben shiva would not be pushed away completely. He would still be entitled to seemingly minimally one kaddish. So this is regarding a katan who is within his 7 days of mourning. continues the kitzur. If the mourner is a gadol, one who is not attending shul throughout the shiva, being that a minyan is going to form in his own home in the house of mourning, and although he's been reciting kaddish every day in his own personal minyan in his home, on Shabbos, when he is permitted to attend shul, so on the one day during shiva, when the gadol ben shiva does attend shul, he is then entitled to all the kadeshim. Even if there is a yartzeit present in shul, the mourner within shiva will be entitled to all the kadeshim. Milvad kaddish echad yatilu olav gairo. There should be one kaddish which a lottery should be placed for, and the lots should be drawn to determine who is entitled to that one kaddish, whether it's the ben shiva or the yartzeit. The Mishneh Berurah rules somewhat differently here. Mishneh Berurah writes in his Bir Halacha that the yartzeit should take a kaddish following a Shir Shal Yom or a Tehillim, and that is how to proceed when there is a yartzeit and a ben shiva. V'ach kshenizbatal mimenu hashiva al yedei regel, oy shemeis avi beregel. If the shiva was terminated early because a yontif coincided with it, oy shemeis avi beregel, or the death of the of one's relative, rachmana litzlan, occurred on yontif, azay yesh lo din katan. So during the 7 days following the burial, which will coincide with the regel, the even a gadol would have the status of a katan vis-a-vis kaddish, kivan sheyachol leilech lebeis hakneses b'chayim. Since he is, after all, attending shul daily, even during the shiva, he is only entitled as much as a katan would during that time, which would mean, for example, in the case of a yartzeit present, that the yartzeit would have one of the kaddishim, one of the kadeshim in the main part of davening. Dalit. Ben Zayin Katon or Ben Zayin Gadol B'Shabbos. If two people observing their respective Shiva periods, Rachmana Litzlan, attend Shul, however, one is a Katon and the other is a Gadol, K'shabala Beis HaKnesses Shavim B'Kadeshim. Nevertheless, when they come to Shul, they have equal rights to the Kaddish, and they would therefore divide the kaddishim equally between themselves. V'im yesh gam yartzeit, if there is a yartzeit present as well, hu nidcha machmas hagadol, the gadol would take precedence over the yartzeit. As we learned earlier, that a gadol during shiva has priority over a yartzeit and takes all the kaddishim. V'lachen yesh la hagadol kaddish echad yosem min hakatan. So in this case, where we have a triple claim to the kaddishim, the gadol would have would end up with one more kaddish than the katan. The hainu hakaddish ayatzarech hakatan lasis la yartzeit, being that, as we learned above, the katan would have had to give up one kaddish for the yartzeit, and the gadol takes precedence, has priority over that yartzeit. So that one kaddish that the katan ought to give to the yartzeit, the ben zayin gadol will take that kaddish for himself, thus ending up with one more kaddish than the katan. Oshe, yartzeit v'chein ben shloshim. If there is a conflict between a yartzeit and a mourner within his 30 days of mourning, koydmin l'shar aveilim shehim b'soich hashana. So, actually, in this case, there is no conflict. The kitzur are saying that either one, either a yartzeit or a ben shloshim, would have priority over other aveilim that are within the 30 that are within their 12 months of mourning. Continues the kitzur. Umikamakam yesh lahem lases gam lahem eze kaddishim. The yartzeit or the ben shloshim should nevertheless allow the other aveilim, those within the year, some of the Kaddishim, v'yesh linog, and therefore the recommended practice is as follows, shekaddish derabbanan v'gam ha-kaddish al-achar aleinu, the kaddish derabbanan said at the beginning of davening, before Pesukah de Zimra, the kaddish that includes Al Yisrael v'al Rabbanan, and the gamma kaddish alachar aleinu, as well as the kaddish following aleinu, yela yartzeit al ben shloshim. Those two kaddishim should go to the yartzeit or to the mourner within shloshim. Ushar hakaddishim, the remaining kaddishim, would be given to l'shar avelim im yeshnam kaminyan hakaddishim. If there are avelim, the number of avelim is equal to the number of those remaining kadeshim, each of those avelim would get one of the kadeshim. Otherwise, if an avel would be entitled to only one of those kadeshim, with the rest going to either the yard side or the ben shloshim, as he does have precedence over an avel within the year. The Mishnah Brura here again writes a little differently. He writes that the kaddish of Tehillim or the Shir Shel Yom, that should go to the avel within Yud Beis Chodesh. Let us continue with Seif Vav. Yartzeit u ben shloshim. If there is a yartzeit who is in conflict with a mourner within the 30-day period, hecha deika rafcha ben shloshim kodem. If there are enough kadeshim, then the mourner within Shloshim comes first. The Ein La Yartzeit Rakadish Echad. In that case, the Yartzeit would take only one Kaddish. The Bir Halacha writes as follows, that the Kaddish should take, the Yartzeit should take the Ma'ariv Kaddish, the first Kaddish of the day, and then the mourner within Shloshim should take the Kaddishim of Shachris and Mincha. If the Yartzeit did not attend shul at Ma'ariv, then he would recite the first Kaddish of Shachris. But in general, a Bein Shloshim has priority over a Yartzeit. The Yemesh Harba Yartzeit, continues the Kitzur, if there are several daveners observing their Yartzeits, Yesh L'Kol Echad Kaddish Echad, each one of the Yartzeit has one Kaddish, V'af HaPisha Bein Shloshim Yidoch L'Gamrei. In that case, the yartzeit will take the kadeshim, although the ben shloshim will be left with no kaddish. Mishum shehu yom alamachar, because the ben shloshim still has opportunity to say the next day, it'll still be within his 30-day period. Vayartzeitim lo yomar hayom over zmano, but the yartzeit has only one day, a one-time opportunity to recite kaddish, and therefore he can't be left with no kadeshim at all. So although Ben Shloshim has priority in general, that's if the yartzeit will be left with at least one kaddish. However, if there are several yartzeit, each one requiring one kaddish minimally, without any kadeshim left for the Ben Shloshim, then the Ben Shloshim waits until tomorrow. And one would wonder, would the din be the same if this was on the last day of the Shloshim, in which case this reasoning would not seem to apply, that the Ben Shloshim would not have opportunity to stay the next day. Tzaruch Iyan on that. Zion, im yesh shnei aveilim shavim, if there are two aveilim who are on equal footing in the same category, yatilu goyrol b'neim, they should draw lots over the Kaddish. Misha alolo agoro lo ma'aris, he who wins the lottery for the ma'ariv kaddish, yesh l'sheni kenegedze kaddish echad shachris below goro. The other, the loser, would have the shachris kaddish without a goro. Vala kaddish hagimol yatilu goro. And then again on the third kaddish, the mincha kaddish, that kaddish would again require that lots be drawn. V'chedim yeshtem harbe, if there are several aveilim, gamkin matil and gorol, likewise a lottery should be made. V'misha'olo lo ha-gorol, anyone who wins the gorol, lo yovoy oid b'saych ha-gorol ad she'yomru kulam. He would not enter the raffle again until everyone has said a kaddish, at least one, and then they would raffle off the remaining kaddishim once again. Hatoshav kodem le'oreach. A resident takes precedence over a visitor when it comes to saying Kaddish. Im eino toich shiva. If the visitor is not within shiva. For if the visitor is within shiva, then he takes precedence over a ben shloshim or a yard site, even if they are both residents. Yard site toishav, the yard site oireach. If there are two members of the minyan, both wanting to say Kaddish because they each have yard site, however, one is a resident and one is a visitor, ein la oireach klum. The visitor does not receive any of the kaddishim. Ben shloshim toishav, oy toich hashana toishav. The yard site oireach. If there's either a ben shloshim who's a resident, or the resident is within the year of Avelus, and either one of them is in conflict with a yard site who is a visitor, yesh leha oreach kaddish echad. Be'er Halacha says that's the first kaddish. The first kaddish would go to the visiting yard site, and the rest would go to the resident who's either ben shloshim or within 12 months. V'im yesh yard site toishav ben shloshim toishav v'yard site oreach. If there are two yard sites, one being a resident, one a visitor, and in addition, there is a ben shloshim, one within 30 days of mourning, yesh gamkin la'oreach kaddish echad. The oreach would still have one kaddish. Ve'eino yachol yard site hatoshav lomar lo ani kodem. The yard site hatoshav cannot argue and make a claim against the visiting yard site that as a resident yard site, I certainly have precedence over you, the visitor, as we've learned above that a resident yard site takes all the kadeshim from the visiting yard site. He would not be able to tell this to him in this case. Kiyomar, for the visiting yard site, would argue, lav midi doch kashakilna. I'm not taking a kaddish from you, elami ben shloshim. I'm taking a kaddish from the resident ben shloshim, from whom I do have a right to take at least one kaddish, and that is from whom I am taking this kaddish. The yomar hayartzai toshav kaddish rishon. So in that situation, the yartzai toshav, the resident yartzai, would recite the first kaddish. The yartzai oreach kaddish beis, and the yartzai oreach would come next because he has precedence over the third in line, and that is the ben shloshim kaddish gimel. The ben shloshim would only recite the third kaddish. Oreach ben shloshim v'toshav toch hashana shavim. If there's a visitor within 30 days and a resident within the 12 months, they are equal when it comes to kaddish. Yard site toishav uben shloshim oreach. If there is a resident yard site and a visitor within the 30-day period, yomar hatoshav kaddish rishon v'sheni. In that case, the resident yard site recites the first two kaddishim v'ha'oreach shlishi. Then the oreach would still receive one of the kaddishim, namely the third. If there is a visiting yard site and a resident ben shloshim, or a resident within the 12 months, then the visiting yard site would have the first kaddish. We mentioned this earlier. Yud Aleph, oreach besoch hashana. If there is a guest within 12 months of Avelus, yesh lo kaddish echad besoch avelim toshavim shebesoch hashana. He is granted one kaddish amongst the other residents. The Mishnah Berurah paskins differently. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the resident within the 12 months takes complete precedence over the visitor within his 12 months, when it comes to both davening for the Amun and Kaddish. However, the visitor has permission or has a right to daven and say Kaddish once, the first time he comes to Shul, rather than the resident. And this would apply to a resident versus a guest within 30 days, that the guest would have a right to recite Kaddish one time during those 30 days. The Kitzur, however, gives the visitor one Kaddish throughout the year. Yud Beis. Toshav Nikro Le'inyan Zeh Kol She'yesh L'Kandiras Kva. Anyone who has permanent residence in the city or town is considered a resident for this halacha of Kaddish. Afal Pi She'inei Perei Amas, even if he does not pay taxes. Oishahu Pereya Kan Mas, Afal Pi She'inei Darkan. If he pays city taxes, joins in the communal coffers, then he is considered a resident even if he no longer lives here. Umi shabola kan mimokom acher lomar kaddish achar ove ve'imo shayudarim kan. If someone came from elsewhere to recite kaddish for his father or mother who did live here, afal pishahima yutashavim kan. Although either parent of his was a resident here, mikomokom kivan shehabein hazeh einu darkan. Since the son does not live here, the einu pareya kan mas ein lo din toshav. Since he does not live here, nor does he pay taxes in this community, he does not have a din toshav. Val habayis shemachzik melamed o mishares. If there is a resident in the town who hired a rebbe to teach his children, or a servant who is a live-in and lives in the resident's home. If they are bachelors, if they are unmarried, then they would be considered residents in this town. If they have wives living elsewhere, then they are considered guests. They are still linked to the place where their wife lives. V'halomid b'yeshiva, one who is learning in yeshiva, a bachur, v'chein melamed amuskol kama balibatim. If he is teaching several students, afa pishayesh lahem nashim b'makom acher dinam kan ketayshavim. That even if they have wives elsewhere, but because they are either learning in yeshiva or they are hired to teach several individuals, so they have more of a permanence in this town, and therefore would be considered a toshav in this city. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha sounds like anyone who has a wife and children elsewhere would be considered only a visitor, and he does not seem to distinguish between a teacher who's teaching one student in this town or one who's teaching several. Hamigadol yosom beveser, one who is raising an orphan in his home, afilu b'schar, even if he's being paid for it, im ein loy loy ava loy aim. If the orphan has neither a father nor a mother, achmano letzlan yeshlo kan din toshav, then this orphan would be considered a resident and would have the residential rights for Kaddish. Avolim yeshlo avoyim b'malkom acher. But if he has either a father or a mother elsewhere, afilu megadla b'tar sugah, then even if the person in this town is raising this orphan for free, yeshlo din oreach. Nevertheless, the orphan would be linked to his surviving parent elsewhere and would be considered a visitor vis-a-vis Kaddish.